Welcome to episode 1170 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look. The setting is the synagogue in Capernaum. It's the Sabbath. Townspeople are gathered, sitting or standing, listening intently. The room is hushed except for the voice of one man, teaching with surprising authority.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to be hope for the poor, healing for the brokenhearted, and new eyes for the blind, and to preach to prisoners, you are set free. I have come to share the message of Jubilee, for the time of God's great acceptance has begun.
The people murmur among themselves, astonished, not only by what he reads, but by how he speaks as one with authority, not like the scribes. Suddenly, a voice erupts from the back of the room. Harsh, agitated, splintered with pain.
What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
The crowd gasps and recoils. Some children cry out and cling to their mothers. The man's body trembles as if battling unseen chains. Jesus steps forward. His face is calm. His eyes are steady. He speaks not with alarm, but with authority. Again, the kind no one else seems to possess.
Be silent and come out of him.
The man convulses violently and falls to his knees. A chilling cry escapes his lips. Then silence. He collapses, gasping. The crowd is frozen in stunned awe. Then, slowly, he rises.
What? What happened? Where am I?
Jesus kneels to meet him at eye level.
You are free.
Tears well up in the man's eyes.
I felt trapped, like I was watching myself from behind a veil. I tried to fight it, but it was like drowning. They took over my words, my thoughts. It's been years, since Sepphoris, since the accident, since the anger took hold.
You were not forgotten. Even in your silence, the Father heard your cries. Even in your bondage, your soul reached toward heaven.
I remember a time when I used to come to synagogue and feel peace. But then I started hearing things, seeing things. My family, they were afraid of me. I was afraid of myself. They stopped calling me by my name.
What is your name?
Azrael. It means God is my help. But I didn't believe that anymore. Until now.
Azrael, your name is not lost. And neither are you. This is the beginning, not the end.
The crowd begins to murmur again. Someone cries out.
What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.
Others nod, confused and amazed. Jesus rises to his feet. Azrael stands slowly, his breathing even.
You knew the unclean spirit was in there. You weren't afraid.
Fear does not rule me. My Father sent me to destroy the works of the evil one. You are no longer his to torment.
But will it return? The darkness? The whispers?
Not if you remain in me. Abide in the light, Azrael. Walk in the truth, and the darkness will not overcome you. There will be struggles, yes, but greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
The synagogue in Capernaum was a familiar place for worship, prayer, and the reading of scripture. It was the spiritual heart of the town, a place of order, ritual, and reverence. So when Jesus entered to teach on the Sabbath, he joined a sacred rhythm. But what happened next shattered expectations. Jesus' teaching stunned the crowd, not because of eloquence or style, but because he taught as one who had authority, not as the scribes. His words didn't just explain the law, they carried the weight of divine truth, compelling hearts and minds. The congregation was still absorbing his powerful words when a man interrupted with a piercing cry. This man was possessed by an unclean spirit, likely long suffering under spiritual torment. Yet in the presence of Jesus, the demon could not remain silent. It knew it had been exposed. Darkness had no hiding place when the light of the world entered the room. What's remarkable is that Jesus didn't seek out the possessed man. He didn't go into the synagogue to perform a healing or confront evil. He simply showed up and taught, and his presence alone provoked a clash between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. That's the first powerful lesson of this story. The presence of Jesus unsettles evil. When Christ is present, when his word is proclaimed, when his spirit is at work, darkness cannot remain hidden. What was tolerated or unnoticed before suddenly cries out, confronted by holiness. This is true in our world and in our hearts. When we welcome Jesus into our lives, there will be disruption. Not because he brings chaos, but because his light exposes it. Sometimes the healing begins not with peace, but with a piercing cry. When what is broken or unclean is finally revealed. In response to the demon's cry, Jesus does not panic. He does not argue. He does not cast a spell or perform a ritual. He simply speaks.
Be silent and come out of him.
And the demon obeys, immediately. No incantation, no ceremony, just a word, authority. This is the second lesson. Jesus has unrivaled authority. The crowd marveled not only at his teaching, but at his command over the unclean spirit. He didn't borrow authority. He embodied it. Unlike the scribes who debated interpretations, Jesus spoke as the living word. And even the forces of hell recognized him. When Jesus speaks into our chaos, we can trust his voice. He doesn't merely comfort, he conquers. He doesn't just sympathize with our struggles. He subdues the powers that hold us captive. Do you need deliverance from fear, addiction, shame, bitterness, or guilt? The one who silenced the demon still speaks, and when he speaks, chains break. It's easy to focus on the demon and miss the man. But at the heart of this story is a person. A human being created in God's image, tormented by a force beyond his control. We don't know his backstory. Was he a faithful synagogue goer whose torment remained hidden until that day? Was he a known outcast? Had he lost hope of ever being free? What we do know is this. Jesus saw him. Jesus heard his cry, though it came from a demon's mouth, and he set him free. No lengthy interview, no list of conditions, just compassion and authority. This is the third lesson. Jesus brings freedom with compassion. He doesn't turn away from brokenness. He steps into it. He doesn't shame those who are tormented. He liberates them. You may feel too messy for Jesus. You may worry your struggle disqualifies you from healing. But the man in this story had nothing to offer, only bondage. And that was enough for Jesus to act. He came not for the righteous, but for the broken. Not for those who have it all together, but for those who cry out. Even if the cry is involuntary, even if the voice is distorted by pain. The people were amazed. What is this? They asked. A new teaching, with authority. And word about Jesus immediately spread everywhere. When Jesus sets someone free, the ripple effects are undeniable. His power cannot be hidden. His glory becomes known. And yet he often works quietly, personally, beginning with one person in a crowd. This reminds us, the kingdom spreads through lives transformed, not by flashy performances, but by ordinary people who encounter Jesus and are never the same. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're the man in the synagogue. Maybe you've been hiding pain, confusion, or torment, and you long for someone to see you and set you free. Jesus sees, Jesus speaks, and Jesus heals. Let him speak over your life. Be silent and come out. Let him silence the lies. Let him banish the fear. Let him reclaim you. Let's get deep. What this teaches us about Jesus. Jesus confronts evil with authority. He doesn't flinch in the face of darkness. He speaks with power that even demons obey. Jesus reveals what is hidden. His presence brings light. What we try to keep buried often comes to the surface when he enters. Jesus offers freedom, not condemnation. He doesn't come to shame the suffering, but to deliver them. Jesus is enough. No rituals, no formulas. His word is enough to heal and set free. Jesus' authority brings amazement and awakening. When he moves, people take notice. Lives are changed, and his fame spreads. Father, thank you for sending Jesus, who teaches with authority and casts out every unclean thing. Thank you that no darkness is too strong for him. Thank you that his presence brings healing and freedom. May divine authority reign in us, and may our lives reflect Jesus' deliverance. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.